fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 12th day of October, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We'll have open lines this first half hour. Tim Spencer has some appointments this morning and can't be with us. He did a great job filling in yesterday, and I want to thank him publicly for doing so. Bob in the hour, Tom Berryhill will join us, and we'll talk about the energy cleaner. Hour two, we hope to have Don Kubley with us. We shall see if Don's able to call in. Prepper tip of the day. We will expand on talking about this. Prepper tip of the day is please educate yourself, inform yourself, and then begin preparing for EMP, electromagnetic pulse attack. Please do that. You really need to. While I was gone, while I was in Denver, day before yesterday, I got information from 2 private sources that don't know each other that the U.S. military is, I guess you could say, hurriedly, possibly frantically, preparing for an EMP attack. And you don't have to dig too deep in the public record, open source, to find out why. Former director of the CIA, Mr. Woolsey, stated publicly about 2 weeks ago or so that those 2 current North Korean satellites had passed over the lower 48 every 12 hours on a polar orbit have nuclear devices in them. Now, I just found out recently that Iran has some satellites passing over the United States also. I don't know if Mr. Woolsey has commented on those. I don't know what the Iranian satellites may or may not have in them. But when the former director of the CIA says that there's nuclear devices in those 2 North Korean satellites, I think it's time to wake up and smell the coffee, don't you? Now, people may say this is disinformation. You can't trust the government. You can't trust the former director of the CIA. And I understand and appreciate all those things. On one hand. On the other, what would be the motivation to lie about that? Lie to the 3-5% of the adults in this country who will even be aware of what the man says. And that's 5%, it's a fairly optimistic number, 5% of the adults in this country, being aware of anything of significance, quite frankly, let alone the statement by the former director of the CIA. So if he was putting out disinformation, fabrication, lies, obfuscation, there aren't many people who will know that ever. Because, well, they simply won't. One of my members of my audience Tuesday evening, he says, and he's a ham radio operator, by the way, he says, John, there's no radio frequency communications coming out of those two North Korean satellites. Now, it's very significant. You may say, well, what's the big deal, John? Here's the big deal. Typically, satellites are set up to be communications devices. They can be GPS devices, which send out a signal, obviously. They can be part of a satellite telephone system, which would obviously send out a signal. They could be involved in surveillance, surveillance of radio frequency signals, or they could be doing video surveillance, both of which would be sending out radio frequency signals. Pretty much every satellite that's up there that we put up, modern satellites, are up there to accomplish a goal. And in order for them to accomplish that goal, they have to send out a radio frequency communication, RF communication. The video is RF communication also, if you did, in case you don't know. So I think that's very important information. My private sources, who will remain private and don't know each other, all they're doing is confirming what's being put out publicly by former director of CIA, Mr. Woolsey. So what do you do? First of all, educate yourself. Okay, at my website, at thelibertyman.com, you scroll down the right side, and you'll see, let's see here. I've got this, I've scrolled down a little bit where it says EMP Commission Executive Report 2008. EMP, it's just two articles above the RBN logo there. Well, it's scrolling. There's several logos, Rural Survival and RBN. The complete report is published there for you to read at your leisure, keeping in mind the following. Now, first of all, the director of that commission, Dr. Peter Pry, I've interviewed him on this show, and he says, John, there's a big, I'm paraphrasing here, not quoting directly, John, there's a big caveat with a report my commission put out. The caveat has to do with modern motor vehicles. Motor vehicles manufactured 1973 model year, which begins typically in September of the year before. 1973 model year and newer vehicles that have electronic ignition. Of course, they didn't go back 40-something years. They typically took vehicles that were pretty new, two or three years old at the most. As a cost-saving measure, the commission was instructed to not subject these vehicles to a full pulse, only reduced levels of pulse, electronic magnetic pulse, electromagnetic pulse. That was a cost-saving measure to prevent the vehicles from being heavily damaged, so that there could be light damage only, which could be easily and repaired, less expensively repaired, so the motor vehicles they were testing could be resold as a cost-saving measure. So he says, John, we don't know. We can speculate. In fact, they can speculate with some certainty. We can speculate what would happen if modern vehicles were subjected to a full-strength pulse, but since we didn't do any testing, we don't know. So it burst my bubble. I was after I read the report, I was thinking, oh, great. My Lincoln Town Car will be fine. It'll run while there's fuel. Fuel will become a very big issue very quickly, by the way. It turns out not to be the case, which puts us back to square one. If you want a motor, an unmodified motor vehicle, power truck, motorcycle, you need to get one manufactured model year 1972 or earlier. Even then, you'll still have to make some changes. First change, of course, would be the going back to a generator instead of an alternator. Now, that transition from generators to alternators was in the 1960s. I don't have that information in front of me, but it's easily located. Now, changing out an alternator is a 15 or 20 minute job for a man or a woman who knows what they're doing, has the proper tools. It's a simple, quick job to change out and substitute an alternator for a generator. Simple, simple. Of course, you have to have a second, you have to have everything, obviously, the tools and the equipment to do it. So that's a big deal. And having a motor vehicle, even if you have limited fuel, that one trip of 100 or 200 miles from where you are, hopefully not too close, but part of a densely populated urban suburban area, to your safe haven, that one trip could easily be the difference between life and death, even if you made no more trips after that. So, EMP. There's reports, mainstream reports now, that North Korea was attempting to access computers that control the national power grid. Yes. So this is going to be multifaceted. We need to remember that we're dealing with Asians here, not Caucasians. Asians think differently than Caucasians do, which is why we have so much difficulty with Russians, because despite Russians being Caucasian, at least the ones that run the country, they think like Asians. And that's, even once you are aware of that, wrapping your head around that is difficult. Wrapping your brain around that is difficult. But since we are Caucasians, it's difficult for us to understand the mindset of an Asian. Part of it is they think in a plan decades in advance, as opposed to several years in advance, which is what most Caucasians and Westerners do. Planned a few years in advance for major things, as opposed to decades in advance. But that is how they think. So, getting back to EMP, let's start from the beginning. Electromagnetic pulse. There's two ways these can be generated. One would be man-made devices, which typically would be looking at a nuclear device, although it is possible to have conventional explosives accomplish the same thing, albeit on a smaller scale, maybe taking out a city block or 8 or 10 city blocks, as opposed to wiping out a big part of a country, the power grid. The other way is a natural event, which is called a coronal mass ejection, CME for short. The best known, and one of the largest that we're aware of, coronal mass ejections that hit the planet was the Carrington event in 1859. A massive coronal mass ejection that started fires in telegraph offices, the telegraph lines, acted as antenna to collect and intensify that energy into the telegraph offices where fires were started. Barbed wire fencing across farmers' fields acted as antennas to collect and intensify that pulse, start fires in farmers' fields. We had no power grid at the time, of course. It was 1859. Electricity was basically restricted to research in various universities at the time, including something that's fascinating. It's a side note, something called earth batteries. In the 1840s and 1850s, there was a lot of research and experimentation on earth batteries, which is a fascinating area in and of itself. So, A coronal mass ejection of that size today would wipe out half the planet's power grid, possibly most of the planet, because a natural event such as a coronal mass ejection can do something that a nuclear device generated event cannot do. And that's going around the edge of the planet. The nuclear device EMPs are strictly line of sight. They cannot go over the horizon. Obviously, the higher they are, the bigger area they're going to cover. But they can't go over the horizon. A coronal mass ejection can if it's powerful enough. Now, let's look at the nuclear devices that can do this. Line of sight. The strength of the pulse is going to depend on how large the nuclear device is, and the area it covers is going to depend on how high up it is. Now, most people think of massive mushroom clouds, radiation, blast effects, and so forth when it comes to nuclear devices. None of that applies when they're set off in outer space, 25 miles up, 50 miles up, whatever it might be. If it happens in the daytime, you probably would not be aware of, if it's a bright, sunny day, you probably would not be aware of the nuclear device going off, because of the bright sunshine would conceal the blast effect. There'd be no noise, obviously. There's no air in the upper atmosphere, so nothing to transmit any noise. There'd be no radiation in terms of nuclear radiation. No blast effect, obviously. What there would be a microsecond burst of energy, the electromagnetic pulse. We're talking a fraction of a second here. That would go out to the compass points of the horizon, line of sight, damaging modern electronics. Anything that had a transistor, resistor, or diode in it would be damaged, possibly destroyed. Now, modern electronics basically goes back to the use of transistors in the 1950s. Since then, it's exploded to the point where our lives are full of things that have these transistors, resistors, diodes in them. Everything from our power grid being controlled to household appliances, our motor vehicles, the equipment that runs our freshwater, potable water systems for cities, the waste treatment for cities, and so forth. These oil refineries are full top to bottom, left to right, with electronics. Point being, electromagnetic pulse may be the ideal weapon to use against the United States to defeat and destroy the United States of America as we know it, without damaging what they want, which is most productive agricultural real estate on the planet. That's what they want, as well as eliminating the United States as a world power, as well as eliminating middle-class Christians, Americans who go all over the planet spending their own money to accomplish goals of helping people that are in need. It may be a remote village in India, or some remote village in South America or Africa, where American Christians, missionaries, go to help these people and asking for nothing in return. They really want to destroy that. There is certainly a spiritual component to this, no doubt. You need to educate yourself. We got a break coming up here. If you got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. And then mitigate. How would you live without the power grid? Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Who's calling?
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 12th of October. In my opinion, and you do your own research and form your own opinion, in my opinion, electromagnetic pulse attack is a clear and present danger to the national security. I have plenty of people that have the same, there are plenty of people that have the same opinion. Dr. Peter Pry, obviously, the commissioner, the head of the commission, appointed to look into what EMP can do, what it can't do. Former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, and others. Other people who are prominent, other people you never heard of. Is it the ideal weapon? If you want to take down a country and not destroy its stuff, quote unquote, in this case, the agricultural areas, everything that it takes to make an agricultural infrastructure work, which is not just the farmland, of course, but the storage facilities, transportation facilities, which include the highways, the barges, the railroads, all those things, complete infrastructure. It would be damaged, all of which can be somewhat easily repaired, given a little bit of time to replace and repair all the electronics damaged in an EMP attack, on one hand. On the other, compared to even nuclear weapons being set off, causing that kind of damage, it's small potatoes. the traditional nuclear war that we've been concerned about since 1945 is far less likely to happen. EMP attack is much more likely to happen. What's the point of winning a war if what you've won is all broken and busted up and destroyed from that kind of devastation? going into a nuclear war, or I should say, going into a war with EMP devices makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense. The goals of the international communist movement have not changed in a century. It was a century ago this year, actually last year, 1917, is when the Bolshevik Revolution took over, the Communist Revolution took over Russia. And by the way, Bolshevik means majority, in case you don't know. It's kind of a hoot. Bolshevik, they've never been more than 2 or 3% of the population of Russia ever. That's their majority, 2 to 3%. Took over that country. A vast, beautiful country covering 13 time zones. Tremendous untapped wealth in terms of natural resources. I'm not sure the Russians themselves know what all their natural resource wealth is. It's such a vast country. They may. I don't know. But the goal of international communism has been to defeat the Christian, the Western Christian world. And this is a spiritual component, by the way. That has always been their goal. They intend to rule with their atheist ideology, a boot in the face forever. That's their goal. That's their intent. To believe anything else is foolish. They have many tens of thousands of communists in this country and people who are supporters, many without their knowledge or consent, that support the goals of communism, thinking that they're progressives, that they're going to create some kind of beautiful nirvana for people to live in with their progressive goals that they want to implement. So, yes, educate yourself about EMP. Determine to your own satisfaction, first of all, that it's real. The second of all, what it can do, what it can't do. The third of all, what you need to protect your own family from this. My sources, my private trusted sources, are very concerned. They're actually involved in mitigation themselves with the U.S. military. And they're doing what they can to protect our men and women in the military, who in turn, their job is to protect us. I believe they're going to have limited success, by the way, knowing what I know about EMP. I know they'll do their best with the resources they have, but I believe it'll be a limited success. Coming up to the bottom of the hour break, we'll be talking to Tom Berryhill about the Energy Cleaner. We're going to have a drawing for the Energy Cleaner promotion. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 12th of October. This is 24 minutes. I look forward to every week where we talk about a marvelous young device called the Energy Cleaner. Usually we have Tom Berryhill call in, but he has not called in yet. It looks like he has. I just got notice that Tom has called in. We begin these conversations with my friend, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, Mr. Tom Berryhill, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Okay, thank you. Tom, I have been in contact with our friend Diane Zurger. Diane, for those of you who don't know, she was a guest here on my show every Thursday for a number of years. She's taking a break and has been taking a break for 2 or 3 years now. Diane has bought at least 12 energy cleaners. She recently just bought a mattress pad to go for one of her energy cleaners. And I'll be talking to her again in about 2 weeks or so. She's on a little vacation with her husband. And look forward to talking to Diane and getting caught up with her. I would love to have her back on at least occasionally. She is so perky and peppy and full of energy. And her stated goal, Tom, if you're just to refresh your memory, is to save the planet one energy cleaner at a time. Do you recall that?
Yeah, John, I do remember Diane saying that quite often, and she was well on her way.
Absolutely. Okay, now, we have a promotion. It's time to have our drawing. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. At my website, at thelibertyman.com, when you go there and scroll down the right side of my, right at the top, actually, on the right side, you'll see an orange sticker that says $70 off energy cleaners. Learn how to qualify for this discount. Click here. When you click there, you'll find out that we have a drawing every 2 weeks. And to be part of this promotion, send in a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. I put the postcards in a big envelope, and then I draw one out. If your postcard is drawn, it has to have your name, telephone, and email address on there. You get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. Your choice of any of my mattress pads. It's a great promotion. Now, out of the purchase price, $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting as a fundraiser. I know Mr. Stattmiller and I have talked about this a couple of times privately. Mr. Stattmiller is very appreciative of the help, Tom. He knows that you are the sponsor. You're the one donating the money, the energy cleaners, to make this happen. And he's very appreciative. So with that in mind, I'm going to reach into the envelope and pull out a card. And here's the card. And it looks like Victoria in Warrior, Alabama. Her telephone is area code 205. And Victoria in Warrior, Alabama, I will be in touch with you by email and by telephone to let you know that your postcard has been drawn and you're eligible to buy that energy cleaner, $70 off retail. This has been a lot of help to both Art Republic Broadcasting, Tom, and to the people whose postcards have been drawn. And we're now into the second month of the second year of this promotion. So your help, like I say, Mr. Stattmiller has been very appreciative, and Republic Broadcasting needs the funding, of course. Now, if you're a new listener and you're here listening to me for the first time talk about the energy cleaner, you may be scratching your head thinking, what in the world is this man talking about? I met a young woman Tuesday evening when I was doing my Denver presentation, Tom. She became aware of me and my work and my radio station just in the last 7 days. That would be 10 days now. And this being radio, there's always new listeners, aren't there, Tom?
Very true, John. New people all the time. I think you've called it a revolving door.
Yes. Talk radio is a classroom with a revolving door at the back, always new people coming in. So starting from the beginning, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down the right side to the energy cleaner, you can click on there and read the patent application details. You can read the wonderful testimonials. It's a healing device. When I ship these things to Germany, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, I have to fill out a customs declaration, and I put on there electronic healing device. That's what I put on there to describe what this is. It's a black plastic box about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9 Diaz and Delta, 9 D-cell batteries. No on-off switch, no gauges, no dials, simply one LED light. It alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. One place to plug in one wire. And that wire can go to one of the mattress pads that I offer. It can go to a loom screen pad you make yourself. It can go to a aluminum foil pad you make yourself. It can go to a metal spoon that you drop into either a bathtub full of comfortably warm water or a hot tub turned down to 98 degrees, making it comfortable for sitting in there for an hour. Many ways to use the energy cleaner. That wire puts out what's called an electrostatic signal. Now people think, is this a Rife machine? It's not. No, it's not a Rife frequency generator. Is it a TENS unit? No, it's not a TENS unit. It's entirely different technology. When you read the patent application information, you'll start to understand a bit about how this thing works. This signal, this electrostatic signal, which is why it only needs one wire, just like a radio only needs one antenna, this signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. We focus on two things. Pain mitigation, it could be arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. It could be, and the other thing we focus on is getting a great night's sleep. Keeping in mind that when you sleep is when you heal. That's what you need to keep in mind. When you sleep is when you heal. So keep that in mind. I was talking to somebody the other night, Tom, and the topic of sleep comes up, and I said, well, I have a great night's sleep every night. And the woman I was talking to, she says, do you know how blessed you are? I hadn't thought about it for a while, but I guess I am blessed to get a great night's sleep every night and wake up pain-free. And would it be a fair statement, Tom, that most Americans over age 50, most of the time, don't get a great night's sleep every night and wake up pain-free unless they're taking some kind of pharmaceutical product or product, plural? Would that be a fair statement, Tom?
Well, it's an accurate statement. It really is, John. We talk to quite a few people that have issues with sleep. But, you know, I do hear from many of them. They say, well, sometimes I have interrupted sleep. I still sleep very soundly when using the energy cleaner. So they still may wake up, but when they do sleep, they say it's a very deep sleep, and they feel well rested, even if they don't have 8 or 7, 8, 9 hours of sleep. They still feel very rejuvenated.
Exactly. Now, once you've done your homework and convinced yourself, it's not up to me to convince you. It's up to you to convince yourself, ladies and gentlemen. And you ponder this and consider it. Once you've made your decision you want to buy one, you can do that right at my website at thelibertyman.com. Place your order there for your energy cleaner and your mattress pad to go with it. You can use PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. Keep in mind, PayPal also takes payments if you're a resident of the United States. That's pretty neat. It helps spread out that dollar amount over several months if you need to do that. You can also call my toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Tom, I'm putting Steve Whitman on my list of people to call. The fish camp is now October. This fish camp up in Maine is shut down for the year. And Steve's got more discretionary time. He's a Maine fish tour. He's a Maine guide, is what he is. And he should have some time to come here on the show and talk about how the energy cleaner saved his life, literally saved his life. We've got Steve's testimony at my website under testimonials, but just to quickly summarize, Steve was living his dream, working at the fish camp up in Maine about 3 years ago, I believe it was, when he re-injured an old injury doing construction work there at the camp. And the man he was working with, both he and Steve were listening to my radio show, and his friend said, well, why don't you try one of John Moore's energy cleaners? It can't hurt. So Steve got energy cleaner, and he felt better so quickly that not only did he get back to the physical fitness he had before that injury 3 years ago, but he also felt better than he had in about 20 years. And when he'd injured that back doing weightlifting, that's how good he felt. So he even got back into weightlifting and working out, which he hadn't done for 17, 20 years prior to that summer. So he's feeling great working out. Fast forward to the end of the fish season, he's working on a backhoe. A gentleman he knew drove up and right at quitting time. Typically, this former employee and he would have coffee after the day's work was over. Steve's running a backhoe, and he gets shot three times with a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol, twice in the torso, once in the right hand. Steve leaps off the tractor to avoid the fourth and final kill shot. In the meantime, the shooter commits suicide, and Steve began his quest to stay alive, which I'm going to shorten this really dramatically here. He did survive the shooting, and a month later went back for his first checkup. He'd been using the energy cleaner for a month while he was healing at home, surprising the surgeon, who had never seen anyone recover from this kind of trauma this quickly. Steve went on to get a full recovery from those injuries, and the unexpected bonus, his wife sleeping on the bed with the energy cleaner next to him has now recovered from lupus, which is amazing. She had been suffering from lupus, taking the medication that it's a terrible choice to have to make. If you don't take the medication for lupus, you die. If you do take it, you go blind. But now she's completely cured of lupus and no longer taking that dangerous, scary medication for lupus. So Steve's testimony is very powerful, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, yeah, John, it really is. You know, a couple of things, though, concerning Steve's testimonial. I'd really like to know, was it 1 month when he went back? I thought it was maybe a week or 2 weeks when he went back.
But I think it was a one-month checkup. But
okay, well, I do remember him saying that they called in all the medical staff that was on the floor at that time to take a look at him, probably because the attending physician would never be able to tell anybody what they saw.
Right. Well, the doctor wanted witnesses, is what she wanted.
Needed witnesses. Yeah, because nobody would believe it. They'd never seen anything like it. He healed so fast.
Absolutely.
And then also on Steve's wife, I believe she was near the energy cleaner pad, but not necessarily right on it. I'd really like to...
Well, we need to confirm that. Maybe we can do that when we get Steve back on next time. Tom, we got a caller on hold. Hold here. One of our energy cleaner users, Jim in Minnesota. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, hi, John. I've purchased many energy cleaners in years gone by, and I just recently purchased five of them. And by golly, they do work. I sleep on the pad, and I've given a pad to my 3-year-old son. And one to my 63-year-old girlfriend. I'm a widower, and they all say good things. And my son and my brother and my sister, they're the doubters. They think I'm a little cuckoo. They're also big gamblers. They spend quite a bit of money at our Indian casinos here. And I said, well, the one thing you better never gamble with is your health. See?
Right.
And I'm 77 and. Oh yeah, run around like a spring chicken here, you know. And
right,
I'm sure it's the energy cleaner that did it, you know.
Absolutely.
And, and now you were talking earlier about losing the grid. My God, we got a guy in North Korea. He could take out our grid with a high altitude explosion. Hope to God it doesn't happen. I have friends in Seoul. I was on Seoul as a tourist and on a trade mission, and they are very, very wonderful, dear people. The Baptists. I went to the Baptist church. I had Sunday dinner with the pastor and his family, and I would hate to see terrible things happen to Seoul. There's 25 million people that live in the greater Seoul area.
Right.
And my God, it would be a terrible thing. But I think we're going to have to do something with this little fat boy. And
right.
Thank God we got Donald Trump. There's not much more I can say except that the energy cleaner is a wonderful device, and it does work. And my younger brother and sister, they're not in the greatest of health, and I consider myself pretty good. I went to my Minnesota State Fair and I walked all over the damn place for 6 hours,
right.
And with my girlfriend. And so anyway, it's about all I can say, you know. And But say keep doing the good things you're doing, and but my God, if we lost the grid, no drugstores, no medicine, no pills, the energy cleaner, it's going to keep you in shape. I believe
that's right.
It kept me in shape. I take no drugs, no medicines, no nothing, and I will not in the future either. So,
well, good
okay,
for you, John.
Well, we'll talk to you later then, John.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate the call. Now, Tom, people that, well, we got a break. We'll talk about this a bit more when we get back from the break. Stay tuned.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Thursday, the 12th of October. Yes, no apologies. None necessary. We're talking about the energy cleaner. Now, I heard Jim from Minnesota. He just bought five more energy cleaners on top of the several he's bought over the years. People that listen to my show and listen to the callers and know my demographics, they know that listeners to the John Moore Show are educated, intelligent men and women who actually do own and actually do read books, which hardly any Americans do anymore, by the way. And with that kind of demographics, why would these intelligent, educated people that listen to the John Moore Show why would they buy the second energy cleaner if the first didn't work? Why would they do that? These are smart men and women, successful in their chosen careers. Well, obviously, they buy the second, third, fourth, fifth, or more because the first one, the second one works and so forth. Clearly, obviously, that's what's going on. Now, to give you some peace of mind, if you're pondering this, just exposed to this, keep in mind the following. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's for me to you personally. So you're risking nothing when you buy an energy cleaner. Doesn't work for you? There's about a 3 or 4 or 5% chance it won't, because sometimes it doesn't. That happens. Box it up, ship it back. I refund your money. No questions asked. I refund your money on the spot. I pick up that return energy cleaner from the country post office in Cherryville, Missouri. I refund the money that day. I do. So you're risking nothing. If this gives you some peace of mind, I hope it does, to do your research, think about it, pray about it, go ahead and make your purchase. Get yourself an energy cleaner, get a mattress pad to go with it. Hey, and you're good to go. You heard Jim from Minnesota, 77 years old. He was a widower. His wife died, 2-3 years ago. Walking all over the state fair with his 63-year-old girlfriend. I'm 70 years old. I ride my 750-pound motorcycle every chance I get. Jump out of airplanes, out there using a chainsaw, cutting down trees. A friend of mine who comes out here to work, part of our group, Ron. I believe Ron is 77 years old also. He has an energy cleaner he uses every night as well. He's a very active gentleman, cutting down really big trees, cutting them up with the chainsaw, picking up those logs and loading them up in the Kubota tractor just like I do. And you can also, you don't necessarily have to cut down big trees, but whatever your chosen activity is, you'll feel better about doing it. You'll get a better night's sleep. You'll have more energy for the things that you want to do. Maybe golfing. Maybe walking in the park. Maybe more strenuous things. It doesn't matter. That's your choice. And you get to choose and pursue those things more frequently and have more fun doing them if you've got more energy and you're pain-free, won't you? Clearly, obviously, that would be the case. So get your energy cleaner, get your mattress pad to go with it, and get your life back. Right, Tom?
That's right, John. And everybody should remember, this simply detoxifies your body. If you can detox every cell, your body will heal itself. That's what we're doing.
Absolutely. That's exactly what happens. Tom, thank you, sir. We look forward to having you on tomorrow morning to talk about emergency communications.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Don Kubley. We'll talk about wonderful product called the Enter Shelter Domes. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.